Afterword to section 24. Because it is a commonplace in literary circles to praise writers for giving voice to the voiceless, summoning in their work the timbre and inflections of the forbidden, the disenfranchised, even flora and fauna, it may be instructive to return to one origin of this impulse, Whitman's attempt to broaden our powers of empathy, connecting one thing to another, clarifying and transfiguring the raw vitality of what is indecent, fugitive, lost. He finally names himself in this section as an individual and a cosmos, son and lover, equal to all and inspired by all, the afflatus surging and surging through me, the current and index, the drift of conversation, the contents of a book, the conduit of water and electricity. Everything in the universe, from dung beetles to the stars, has a voice for which he is a vessel, each part and tag of which is a miracle. Everything he touches or is touched by is holy, and the same holds for you and me. What is the password primeval, the sign of democracy? Desire, which binds us to one another and to the world. The centerpiece of his argument is thus an erotic hymn to the self, the other, and all of creation, sweet flag and pond snipe and sun. It shall be you, he cries 14 times in a single stanza, his urgency overcoming any sense of decorum, his exclamation points arriving line by line, a little breathlessly, as if to prolong his joy in the moment and ours. The taste of the air after a night of love is enough for the poet returning to his house at daybreak to know that there is more to metaphysics than what may be found in any text or creed, including Song of Myself. His tongue will turn that taste into a voice which summons us.